Good morning. A stirring gospel song tells that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. We learn in Hebrews chapter 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Emerson, the great writer, once exclaimed, "All that I've seen causes me to trust God for all that I've not seen." Without faith, we cannot please Jehovah, Hebrews 11 verse 6. However, faith is much more than a mere step in the plan of salvation. Faith is that substance, that undergirding power that motivates the Christian's entire being. The indispensable item is acquired through the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and grows in proportion to our zeal, enthusiasm, and spiritual enlightenment. There have been many great heroes of faith in the annals of Bible history, such men as Enoch, who walked with God, Moses, who led the people of God, Joshua, who provided Israel with 50 years of peace, Gideon, whose faith subdued a great host of the enemy, and Samuel, the courageous prophet. All these men are referred to in Hebrews chapter 11 as men of valor. Those today who are willing to wield the sword of the Spirit behind the shield of faith, Ephesians 6:16-17, can be conquerors for the Lord, even as those heroes in the past. We should begin to realize that faith is the victory that overcomes atheism, skepticism, and doubt. There are a lot of fools who say there is no God, Psalm 14, verse 1. Hundreds believe that human beings came from monkeys, seaweed, or tiny cells. Thousands question the veracity of the Scriptures. Millions deny that Jesus Christ arose from the dead. The world contains millions of atheists. What is the only answer for such an emptiness that removes Jehovah's enriching influence and replaces it with nothingness? Faith is the answer, friends. The religion of Christ is unique in that faith supersedes knowledge within its confines. Romans 1:17. For in it the gospel is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And Jesus said to Thomas, when he refused to believe until he saw the nail prints in his hand, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." John 20:29. The wrath of God is reserved for those who deny the self-evident in the beginning God. Notice Romans 1:18-20. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Psalm 19, verse 1 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Faith in the life of a devoted Christian causes him to approach the evening shades of time with the calm assurance that all is well with his soul. Death has no sting. The grave holds no victory to the triumphant saint of God. Having fought a good fight and approaching death, Paul said, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that love His appearing." 2 Timothy 4:6-8. The Christian can go home to be with Christ. Philippians 1:23. The hope of heaven swells ever higher in his breast as an anchor of the soul, because he has added to his faith the necessary virtues, 2 Peter 1:4-11. An abundant entrance shall be granted him into that everlasting kingdom. The darkness of death and the gloom of the tomb are erased, for our guide leads us through the valley into the mountain peak of God's love, Psalm 23. Thus, a song of praise is on the saint's lips as death approaches, for truly, blessed are they who die in the Lord. Revelation 14:13. Do you have this type of faith, my friends? Did you once possess it and then make shipwreck of it? May God help us to see the importance of the victorious faith that overcomes the world. One poet says it like this, "Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe, a faith that shines more bright and clear, when tempests rage without, and when in dangers knows no fear, in darkness fears no doubt." Let us increase in faith, in knowledge, in godliness, so that when faith becomes sight and hope is turned into reality, we may share in God's blissful love that shall never fade. Faith is a victory that overcomes the world. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 15, we read these interesting words of inspiration. But our hope is that as your faith increases, our field among you may be greatly enlarged. Yes, as the faith of the Corinthians grew, their pettiness and carnality or their worldliness would diminish, and Paul's work in their midst would be encouraged and not opposed as in the past. Let us apply this Bible principle to matters in our own lives. The overwhelming result of greater faith in your life and mine could truly shake the earth today. The entire life of a Christian is bounded by faith. We walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. It is impossible to please God without the precious ingredient of faith, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Our faith is increased even as we hear the Scriptures, Romans 10, 17. We are spiritually dead if we possess an inactive faith, James 2, 26. Yet, we are much alive if faith works by love in us, Galatians 5, verse 6. There is tremendous hope and substance in a life of faith, and ultimately we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, 1 Peter 1, verse 9. It is, therefore, imperative that we abound in fidelity before our Maker, 2 Peter 1, verse 1, verse 4, and verse 8. The familiar spiritual song, Faith is a Victory, sums up these points. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory, we know, that overcomes the world. Indeed, the beloved John wrote, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. Have you ever wondered what would happen if every child of God had greater faith? Let me suggest three inevitable results of such an increase. These would be a distinct blessing of an enlarged faith. First of all, optimism would rule our lives. The more trust I have in the Lord of glory, the more cheerful is my view of the future. Like Gideon of old, we will launch out into the deep waters of loyal response to challenges that previously seemed impossible. Just as Paul immediately answered the Macedonian call in Acts chapter 16. We too shall optimistically set forth to conquer the world for our Redeemer. Christians are filled with optimism because we believe the rich promises of God. They are exceedingly precious and great to us, Ephesians 3, verse 8. We know that when the Lord commands us to do something, we can rely upon Him to never leave us nor forsake us as we pursue the course of righteousness, Hebrews 13, 6. The constant fulfillment of His wonderful love in our lives causes us to renew our efforts in the perpetual agreement of Matthew 28:18-20. Based upon the authority of Christ, this covenant promises us that wherever we go with the message of the cross, our Savior will be with us, even to the end of the world. Fully aware that we shall reap an abundant harvest of good things when we have liberally sowed the seed of the kingdom, we go forth into the fields already wide into harvest. The bad effects of pessimism deterred the Israelites 40 years from the promised land. It also caused the one talent man untold anguish. Let us be wiser than they. In the fullness of a righteous faith, let us go forth in deeper devotion to divine mandates. Another result of an enlarged faith is that we will search for opportunities to do good. In Matthew 26, we read of two people who sought opportunities. Judas looked for the proper moment to betray the Lord. Mary sought the opportunity that would best provide the anointing of Jesus prior to His death. The Bible tells us that the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. King Saul looked for a convenient season to slay David. Conversely, Christ went about doing good, Acts 10:38. Not only are we to do good unto others as we have opportunity, Galatians 6, verse 10, but we should also open our eyes to the vast fields of service which awaits the joys of pure religion. It is criminal for any Christian to say, there is nothing for me to do. In the midst of an ungodly society, there are thousands who need the saving power of the gospel. I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my God, but my God eluded me. I sought my brother, and I found all three. Finally, we can overcome the world. In John 12:31, we learn that Satan is the prince of this world. The only way to defeat this enemy of truth is with the shield of faith, Ephesians 6:16. As Peter wrote, "Whom resist steadfast in your faith," 1 Peter 5:9. The devil is most cunning. In fact, he is the deceiver of the whole world, Revelation 12:9. But he that is in us is greater than he that is in them, 1 John 4:4. Christians, therefore, must constantly fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. The sterling words of Queen Victoria in 1899 are appropriate here. She says, "For we are not interested in the possibility of defeat." In Revelation 7:13-17, we read one of the most beautiful portraits of the blessings an enlarged faith can bring. John wished to know whom the vast multitude in white robes represented. They were ones who had triumphed over the adversity and tribulation through the power of an obedient faith. It can be even so for you and me. Paul's exemplary life of devotion was achieved by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2:20. Regardless of the sorrow and pain this pilgrim journey may hold for us, it shall be quickly forgotten when we see our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. This will be the ultimate blessing of an enlarged faith. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.